What SafetyNow members need to know for July 2026. Hello, and welcome to your July 2026 SafetyNow briefing. This month's message is about making safety stick after the meeting ends. Training, policies, and procedures only protect workers when the message carries into the job, especially when people are tired, rushed, distracted, or under production pressure. The July issue focuses on combustible dust, training retention, risk-based learning, emergency response, microbreaks, electric equipment, automation, fatality lessons, and mental health and safety. Let's start with combustible dust. Dust can seem harmless, but under the right conditions, it can ignite, burn, or explode. Materials such as wood, aluminum, magnesium, coal, plastics, textiles, flour, sugar, paper, and other organic materials can all create combustible dust hazards. A dust explosion requires five elements: combustible dust, oxygen, an ignition source, dust dispersed into the air, and confinement. If fine dust particles become airborne and meet a spark, heat, friction, static electricity, or another ignition source inside a confined area, the result can be catastrophic. Secondary explosions can be even worse because the first blast can shake loose more accumulated dust. The SafetyNow takeaway is practical. Supervisors need to help workers see where dust collects, what materials create risk, which ignition sources matter, and why housekeeping is a life-saving control. Hidden areas such as rafters, ducts, beams, fixtures, and equipment tops must be inspected and cleaned using safe methods and proper equipment. The second issue is why safety training fades. Most organizations have seen it happen. A training session goes well, workers seem engaged, and then old shortcuts return. That does not always mean the training failed. It usually means the workplace reinforced old habits more often than it reinforced safe behaviors. Workers learn from what supervisors reward, tolerate, correct, and ignore. If training says follow the safe procedure, but the daily environment rewards speed above all else, the workplace message wins. That is why reinforcement matters. SafetyNow training gives workers the foundation, but supervisors keep the lesson alive through short refreshers, observations, toolbox talks, near-miss reviews, checklists, coaching, and simple field questions like, what could seriously hurt someone on this task? The third issue is training risk instead of generations. The goal is not to create completely different training for each age group. The goal is to help every worker recognize risk more clearly. Newer workers may know the rule, but may not yet see the hazard the way an experienced worker does. Experienced workers may understand the hazard, but may also have shortcuts that have become normal. Strong safety programs use both groups well. Younger workers bring questions. Experienced workers bring judgment and stories. The goal is not just knowledge transfer, it is judgment transfer. This month also includes practical safety talks SafetyNow members can use with their teams. The evacuation and shelter-in-place talk reminds supervisors that emergencies are unpredictable, but the response should not be. Workers need to know exits, safe areas, roles, communication steps, headcount procedures, and what to do if someone is missing. The microbreaks and recovery talk reminds workers that fatigue and overuse injuries build quietly. Short, frequent pauses help prevent reduced focus, slower reaction time, strain, and long-term injury. Microbreaks are not wasted time. They are a control measure. The electric equipment and vehicles talk highlights newer risks involving charging systems, lithium-ion batteries, high voltage, thermal runaway, damaged cords, improper chargers, poor ventilation, and quiet vehicle movement. Workers need to inspect equipment, follow charging procedures, and stop work when something smells hot, looks damaged, overheats, or behaves unusually. The drones and maintenance robots talk reminds workers that automated systems do not think. They follow programming, sensors, signals, and commands. They can move unexpectedly, miss a worker, drop a load, lose signal, or restart if safe stop procedures are not followed. Workers must stay out of active zones, follow lockout or safe stop procedures, and never assume the machine sees them. The fatality files show why these controls matter. One case involved a maintenance worker killed when a robotic machine activated unexpectedly. The key failure was that the equipment had not been fully isolated or secured. The lesson is simple. Lockout, guarding, isolation, and verification are not paperwork steps. They prevent sudden, fatal movement. Another case involved an electrician electrocuted while using a metal case drill in wet conditions, with damaged cords, missing ground pins, an inoperative GFCI, and improper fusing. The lesson is that electrical hazards often stack up. One warning sign is serious. Several warning signs can be fatal. The final theme is mental health and safety. Mental health affects focus, reaction time, judgment, communication, fatigue, decision-making, and hazard recognition. Supervisors do not need to diagnose anyone, but they do need to notice changes in behavior. Warning signs can include withdrawal, irritability, fatigue, reduced productivity, difficulty concentrating, lateness, absenteeism, or comments that suggest a worker feels overwhelmed. The right approach is to focus on what you observe and check in with care. Supervisors also need to monitor their own stress and burnout. A burned-out leader is less likely to notice weak signals before they become safety problems. So what should Safety Now members do this month? Look for combustible dust hazards. Reinforce training after the session ends. Train workers to recognize risk, not just repeat rules. Use this month's safety talks with your crews. Review the fatality files and ask whether the same controls are strong at your site. And make mental health part of everyday safety leadership. That is the core message for July. Safety does not stick because someone heard it once. It sticks because leaders keep bringing the lesson back to the work, the hazard, the decision, and the moment that matters. For more details, Safety Now members can read the full July 2026 issue and access the full meeting kits, quizzes, and supporting materials at ilt.safetynow.com.